TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I'm dying, guys. I'm dying.
We're all dying.
Slowly but surely.
I'm dying right now.
All right, well, let's get this TanCast recorded before you die.
All right, guys.
So you have something in the world to remember you by, especially in New Zealand, our number one super fan.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, they're going to miss me.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, I'm too old to dance, Andy's afraid of heights, and we talk about some ugly animals. And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Love you, New Zealanders. We're coming to you.
We love you hard in the butt.
It's gonna sell out.
I don't know that we have a single listener in New Zealand.
Don't listen to these naysayers like Tim.
I'm Tim, the T in naysayer.
I'm Andy, and I'm smelling like a rose that somebody gave me on my birthday deathbed.
I'm Noah. My glass is half full.
All right.
Half full of piss urine.
Piss
no,
urine.
Half full of New Zealanders.
Piss urine.
No.
Piss. Mm-mm. Watch me piss and watch me urine.
No.
Fuck. I had not realized how awful that song is.
Oh, I like that song.
That song is fucking wretched.
Tim, do the stanky leg. Do the stanky
no.
leg.
No. I don't want to do the stanky leg or the Super Glory Soldier, whatever, everything else that goes on in that song. I don't want to whip. I don't want to nay-nay.
Break your legs. Break it off. Break them. Break it off.
I was at a dinner dance auction thing last night, and then they played that as one of the last songs. I was like, oh, God, no. No. Why would anyone? No.
How are you going to whip? How are you going to nay-nay? Do the stanky leg?
No, I will whip in the privacy of my own home like a Christian.
It was a church auction dinner dance. That didn't stop them from whipping and nay-naying.
All right.
Everyone loves to whip and nay-nay.
There was two songs I just left the floor for, and that was one of them. The other one was Taylor Swift. I was like, nope.
What was that? Shake it off. Shake it off.
The Haters Gonna Hate? Is that song?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
That's a good song.
No, you're mistaken.
Because the song is going to repeat, Pete, 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 Pete.
At least that one I can see, like, okay, someone else might like that song. I don't understand Whip and Nay Nay at all. I'm like, why? How did this? Why would anyone? No. Just stop it. Did you, like, I'm going to make music. Ah, fuck it. That's hard. I'm just going to make sounds. Is Nay Nay a thing anyone's doing yet? I don't think so. You're the first. Sweet. Trailblazing.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay nay.
Oh, goddamn.
Watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay nay.
No,
it's
no.
It's like the sound the garbage disposal makes when you throw like a moldy pumpkin after Halloween in there.
That's not what it sounds like at all.
What are you doing with your poor garbage disposal?
I'm whipping and nay naying.
Yeah, your garbage disposal makes pop hits.
More like slop hits. Where are my high fives? Where are my high fives, everybody? I want all the high fives.
I got my hand on the screen. Go for it.
Bap.
All right. Now watch me. Yeah, I can see it.
Shall we tan laugh?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Send in some knock knock jokes. Send in some yo mama jokes. Send in some damn dick jokes. Cause Tim and Andy know we're gonna read them to you. Eventually, they're gonna read them to you. Send them on in so we can read them to you.
If we must.
Why? I don't know that we must. I don't know that we're doing anything else important.
I mean, we're always doing something important, right?
Nope.
Yep.
I mean, yes, the important work of making ourselves New Zealand's number one podcast.
God, man, this fucking, we're just blowing up there. Watch out, This American Life.
Suck it, cereal.
No, you better watch your slang, because I'm not sure that blowing up means the same thing there that it means here.
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know. Because it's New Zealand. They live on the opposite side of the fucking world. They say things, they mean different things than we mean.
I'm not buying Andy.
You better start thinking internationally. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not buying Andy.
Got to get a Noah to English dictionary going on. All right, nope. Tan laughs.
Alrighty. This one's from Jaden.
Jaden.
Just a few tan laughs. It's been a while.
It's been a while
since I've sent in any, so enjoy. How does Donald... Oh, fuck me. Jesus. I couldn't even make it that far, and I fucked up.
Every word is a tongue twister to Tim.
Funny intro.
That was a good one, Andy.
Thank you.
How does Donald Trump create jobs?
I don't know.
By paying people to vote for him.
Nice.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Oh, I'll do this as Yoda. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to the Republican nomination. What did Donald Trump do before he criticized illegals?
Had them build his hotels.
You're close. Made sure his pools were cleaned and his lawns were mowed.
Oh.
In an exclusive interview with Christian Broadcasting Network, Donald Trump said, "I believe in God," but of course, the Donald was talking about himself. How will Donald Trump deport Mexicans?
I don't know.
Not only Mexicans, but also Mexicans.
I don't know. Mexicans are tricky.
Well, he'll do it Juan at a time.
That's going to take a long time.
My favorite part about that one is it's just a little racist.
Well, just hang on to your hat.
Oh, I got my hat. Hat in hand.
Why are Muslims worried about Donald Trump?
I'm
afraid to answer this one.
Because once you deport Juan, you deport Jamal.
Oh.
Hope you enjoyed these jokes. I did. And then I sneezed.
All over your microphone?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's not like I share it with anybody.
What if your wife wants to start a podcast? My idiot husband.
I gotta get a net to chase all these pigs that are flying. Get them down here. Get some bacon.
All right.
Your mom. Not your mom. Your wife. She's gonna get the number one podcast.
I mean, good luck beating us in New Zealand. That's our strong. Yeah. That's our all stronghold. Right,
that is our wheelhouse. But everywhere else in the world.
Doomed to fail.
Did we do the one about the hurricane and the coconut palm tree?
No, but I was about to. Go for it.
All right, go for it.
No, you do it.
All right.
No. After you, sir.
No, after you.
No. I insist. After
good
you,
Christ,
sir.
Christ on a pony. Someone read it.
What did the hurricane say to the coconut palm tree?
I want to lick your nuts.
Hold on to your nuts. This is no ordinary blowjob. I think coconut palm tree is a little redundant. Like coconut tree, right? Are coconuts...
Yeah, I guess not all palm trees are coconut palms, but all coconut trees are palms.
This is true.
All
right, fair enough. But I think you could just say coconut tree.
I think you're right.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Reminds me of a joke I heard in Hawaii from our bus driver.
What did he say?
He said, people ask me how can you tell the difference between male and female palm trees. One has the nut and one doesn't. And I was like, I'm six.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Should you?
Did you make it when you went with Andy?
Nope.
You knew what nuts were.
No, I knew exactly what was going on. I was like, I'm six. I don't think this is appropriate, sir.
I'm six and Catholic. This is teenage stuff for me.
But fortunately, we didn't live in a so easily offended culture, so I'm not going to say anything.
Back when you could, beat your wife and it was okay.
I don't know if you could beat your wife in the 80s.
Probably not.
Do you remember when you could beat your wife at will?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
What is that from?
Family Guy. Well, and Pepperidge Farm.
I didn't think they actually said that, though.
No, not that.
Sure they did. You don't remember the commercial for their macaroons?
Macaroons so delicious, you'll forget to beat your wife.
I was watching a Louis C.K. bit where he's just talking about, why is there a shirt called wife beaters. That's terrible.
It is, but until terrible people stop wearing it, it will be known by its most terrible aficionados. Good God. Too much fat got alcohol? In the way of that statement.
Oh.
I did have donuts for breakfast, though, so.
Did you really?
I'm a happy fat man. It's my birthday. Don't judge me.
I thought your birthday was yesterday.
It's all my birthday. I took a long time coming out. I was
you
slow.
You can't just eat donuts every day of the week and be like, it's my birthday.
Hey.
I had to go back in and wash my ass a bit. I was late to leave.
You can eat donuts every day.
Thanks.
You listen to Noah.
You can't use
Noah's
your birthday.
Noah's a piss all over your happiness.
All right,
not
use your birthday as an excuse. Can eat donuts every day.
Tim, my true friend. Tim.
You can celebrate for a whole month if you need to.
Tim, fist me.
Oh, fist you?
Yes.
Oh, that's a weird birthday present.
Oh. You don't want to make a meat Muppet?
Christ. No, I do not.
So I'm still owing you guys a tan laugh.
Yes, I was about to say, we've interrupted the tan laugh progress.
As is our want. As is our way. This one also comes from Jonathan. When is it okay to kick a midget in the balls?
Never, because that's mean.
When he says your girlfriend's hair smells nice.
Maybe he's just standing up on a chair.
Maybe.
Maybe your girlfriend's a midget.
Maybe.
Well, then you definitely can't kick that midget in the balls.
Okay.
I feel like that just sort of petered out and turned into sort of a half-assed song halfway through. That explains a lot about church music.
Cha-cha-cha.
Wait, what?
What now?
What are you talking about, church music?
That church music kind of sounds like someone gave up.
Oh.
Let's all write in the same note. Even though that was just different notes at the end.
Yes.
But you get the idea. All right, we did it. We did tan laughs.
We done did it again. You're welcome, New Zealand. Good night. I mean, good morning. I mean, I'm bad at time zone changes. Good tomorrow.
Don't you mean g'day?
No.
Did I say that in New Zealand, or is that just strictly an Australia
Pretty
thing?
Pretty sure that's Australian.
Let me,
right, but
I'm
going to
tweet at one of my New Zealand friends. Hold on.
I thought, oh, you have the special New Zealand Twitter?
Yeah, I got an account.
You got a special New Zealand account?
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
My friend invited me.
I know that New Zealanders use the Maori kia ora, which I probably mispronounced. But
which part?
Huh?
Which part did you mispronounce?
Probably the whole thing.
Okay. I think Maori is correct. I don't know about the other word you said.
Well, I took a stab at it. I'm a white dude living on exactly the wrong side of the world.
Or maybe you're living on the right side of the world.
Maybe. I'm definitely up on top. I don't understand how they have to, you know, apply glue to their shoes every day so they don't fall off the bottom. Just seems like hazardous. What if you got to get up in the middle of the night and take a piss?
Then you just do it.
Well, I guess, you know, if you're going to fall off, then you just piss and it goes up. I guess that works.
In your face?
No, just into the air, off into space.
Well, yeah, but you just don't want to lean too far.
You'll probably
forward.
Piss on the great turtle that holds the world on its back, though, so.
That's what I should say.
That turtle's all the way down, Noah.
Say what?
Yeah, that's...
Say what?
That's what the turtle is standing on, is another turtle.
Oh, and then that turtle's standing on another turtle?
Yes, turtle's all the way down.
Down to where?
All the way.
To where?
Forever.
Until what?
More turtles.
Nope.
On this episode of Tancast, Andy explains infinity to the other idiots.
Yeah, keep going.
It's obviously going to take a while. It's infinity.
Wait, don't let him let you understand what it is.
Sorry. Noah's, yeah, keep going. That was about the most perfect response I could have asked for. Thank you, sir.
So how the fuck was everyone's week?
Exactly what I was about to ask.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Were you about to launch into something there, Noah?
No.
Maybe.
I was like, because if it was about your week, I just wanted to put the jingle in front of it.
You go.
Let's see. I'm off soda again.
Ooh.
For the next couple weeks, and it sucks. Yep. When I was at that party thing, I'm like, I kept passing the little bar stand, and there's all these Pepsis just standing out there waiting for people to order them. I'm like, yeah, that would go good in my mouth right now. Whew. Also, I am too old for that shit.
Which shit?
Like the dancing.
You're also, don't work out. I think you would do better.
Dancing is way more fun than working out, and I didn't even like the dancing.
Well, take a dancing working out class.
Nope. Tim, learn to Zumba.
Oh, God. I'd rather whip a nene.
I'll whip your nene.
So like they played, well, they played like the songs they played towards the end of the wedding were like the first songs they played when the dance floor started. You know, like Shout. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is pretty, this is usually towards the end of a wedding reception.
Yeah, just tire everybody out and send them home.
Because they're practically opening with it. And then they all of a sudden switch, like it was like Sinatra, Nat King Cole, something else 50s, and then Shout. I was like, whew. And I turned to Danelle. I'm like, I'm sorry. This was mostly old people. Like, there was hardly anybody under 40.
Tim.
There. And so I turned to Danelle. I'm like, do we get at all close to the 80s? And if so, how close do you think we get? And then the next song was Uptown Funk. Like, there was no transition. They were like, okay, we'll get you a little closer to here. It was like, Shout. Uptown Funk.
Go and give it to you.
So there was Uptown Funk, and then it was Happy, and then it was like a couple other songs, and I was like, whew. And then finally Taylor Swift came on, and I was like, perfect, I'm out.
I see trees of green. Are you ready? guys, word to the wise, you cannot headbang with headphones on. At least not these
headphones.
But
you were at a wedding or a church auction?
A church auction, but like it had a very similar vibe to like a wedding reception, because like we were all eating, like the little, you know, they come around, they give you the food, they take away the food, people make interminably long speeches, and then they clear the thing and everybody dances.
Did you buy anything?
Yes, we won won/bought, because literally nobody else bid on it, tickets to Children's Fairytale Land in Oakland.
Oh yeah, I know that place. They won't allow me in because I don't have a child.
Yes! I thought that was odd. No adult will be admitted without a child, and no child will be admitted without an adult. I was like, you're just trying to keep your admissions down.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, because of this whole perception that we have that, like, you know, adults are just running around. I mean, they are, but not to the extent that we think they are. So they're just like, we're just not going to let any adults in here without children, because that's just creepy.
Yeah, the museum that we went to this week, spoilers. The museum that we went to this week, spoilers, had the same policy posted for their little kid activity center that was down in the basement. The
well, I mean,
little kids
the
find
basement.
Museums boring.
Of course, it's all the basement. They're like, well, you can't let people just down the basement with children.
Yeah.
Where are the kids?
Was it Batman looking for kids?
I was trying to sound creepy.
Where are the kids?
Where are the little kids?
Joker! Where are the kids? I want to touch a tiny penis.
Yikes.
Sorry, we'll let Zack Snyder get a hold of Batman.
Oh, Zack Snyder.
Ben Affleck is supposed to direct one.
Yeah, supposedly. And they just announced two untitled DC movies, and they're thinking that might be one of them.
I think on his IMDb it says, like, untitled Batman movie.
Well, because they've been rumoring it, but they haven't made any official announcement yet.
Got it.
He supposedly has co-written one with, like, one of the heads of Warner Brothers.
Huh.
I'm like, huh, all right. You do you, Ben Affleck.
I don't know if he can direct a superhero movie, but I would say I've been a fan of his movies he's directed so far.
I'm like, if the dude who directed Zathura can go on to direct Iron Man in his next movie, I think Ben Affleck can go from Argo to Batman.
Argo, fuck yourself.
Although, I think he's just directed another movie.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah, or maybe he just acted in it. I don't know. There's another movie coming up soon before he starts Justice League in the next couple days. I can't remember if he directed it or just showed up, took a paycheck.
Let's see. Director. Live by Night?
That's the one. Pardon me. Let me try that without the yawn. That's the one.
There you go.
Wait. He also directed some movie called...
Ass-Door Slamming?
No. I Killed My Lesbian Wife, Hung Her on a Meat Hook, and Now I Have Three-Picture Deal at Disney.
What?
It was in 1993. I Killed My Lesbian Wife, Hung Her on a Meat Hook, and Now I Have a Three-Picture Deal at Disney.
I'll bet that was some sort of, like, independent...
It was a short...
Aha.
Okay.
Let's see. A first-time featured film director, who also the writer and producer, is casting a lead actress who meet him talking to his wife about the picture in the process. Interesting.
It's a word.
Do
you just have something refreshing to drink?
delicious.
Ben Affleck always refreshes me.
Affleck.
Affleck.
Affleck. When I start drinking soda again, I'm going to sing that after every sip. I'll look towards an imaginary camera and smile and just hold it for a couple seconds. People are like, fucking Tim has gone off the deep end.
You went off the deep end a long time ago, my friend.
Like, I knew he was upset about Batman v Superman, but I think he finally snapped.
anything else going on with your week, Tim?
After we recorded last week, we took a train to the Children's Discovery Museum. That was good times.
Ooh.
Mostly because, like, where's both that? The train ride and the Children's Discovery Museum was good times. What'd you say, Noah?
Where was that?
San Jose.
Did you take the light rail or train?
Both.
Oh, interesting. Children's Discovery Museum. I don't know what that is.
It's in downtown.
You don't know what it is or where
oh,
it is?
Oh, wait. I know where that is. That's the one that's like... has the chess, big chess thing in front of it.
Yeah?
A big chessboard, like, in the ground.
Are you talking about the Monopoly game?
Oh, Monopoly. Yes, you're right.
Chess, yes. Monopoly, it's all the same to Noah.
We're walking through that chess. Big field where we put on that concert in the park a couple years when I was working at the station, and one year I did comedy there. I was like, kids, one time daddy ate shit here.
Just opened up and let it flow in.
Om nom nom nom. And I had to stall because the comedian after me wasn't there yet. So I'm like, I'm doing more jokes in front of people who don't care and aren't there. So it's a combination of hardly anybody there. The people there, I don't want to hear comedy. I'm like, well, I don't want to tell you comedy, but this is where we're at.
This is the situation we're in. So you can just laugh and look at me.
So then I was in the middle of a joke. And I get the signal from offstage that the other comedian is there. I was like, and then some other stuff happened. Good night, everybody.
Tim's a pro.
Oh, I love it.
That's my favorite closer ever.
Oh, man. I still remember the a friend of ours, old friend of ours from high school, was working for, I think it was Southwest Airlines. He came to visit us, and he brought a shitload of those tiny little liquor bottles. So I put on some cargo pants and loaded them like impossibly full of those tiny liquor bottles. He and I went to the park, no obvious drink in our hands, everything was okay, went in, got Big House things of soda, went behind bushes and started loading them up.
Which park?
It's the one that's like right over, you know where Adobe is? It's like just south of the big Adobe building.
Oh, so just some random park.
Well, it's the park adjacent to the Children's Discovery Museum. It's probably got a name.
It's...
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Fuck. I used to know. Discovery Meadows Park?
Save me, Google Maps. Stop. Enhance. Enhance. Enhance.
That show's gone, right?
What's that?
CSI.
Yes, but CSI Cyber is, I believe, still on, but we've stopped watching it. Like, once we had... I think we were in the teens of shows that had piled up we didn't watch, and I was like, Danelle, it's time to let it go.
Let it go. Don't hold back anymore.
What?
Did she agree?
Yes. It's gone. It's off the DVR now. Now we have tons of room to record more Supergirl.
Supergirl?
Yep.
Are you enjoying that show?
Yeah.
I am enjoying that show. It is exactly what I would want from a set of Superman movies. I was like, but okay, the lead character can be a girl. As a male, I've had lead characters that represented me plenty. I don't mind if we do this with the Supergirl. I'll still enjoy it.
I was reading somewhere, someone suggested, like, why doesn't the guys, Paul Dini and the guys in charge of the animated, like, why didn't they let them do the movies?
They're saying that one of the problems for DC is they don't have a Kevin Feige like Marvel does. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. When I see it, I always think it's Feige, but I'm pretty sure I hear it pronounced Feige. But anyway, he's like the guy who oversees all of the Marvel movies. And like DC doesn't have that. And the closest they have is Zack Snyder thus far, because he's directed both. They're like, they need someone like that, and it should be Paul Dini and Bruce Timm.
Yes, that's who it was, Bruce Timm.
And I was like, yeah. I don't know why they haven't gone to them yet.
Probably because they're like, oh, they did anime. They wouldn't know what they're doing. Or not anime, but animation.
Or even the guy who's now the showrunner for Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl.
What's Legends of Tomorrow?
That is other superheroes. Like, I think somebody came back from the future and assembled a team of superheroes to stop stuff that's going to be bad in the future. And so it's like Adam, Firestorm?
Oh, wow. I've only heard of the first three.
Ah.
I mean, like, as far as shows, I haven't heard of Legends of Tomorrow.
And the guy who played Superman in Superman Returns plays Adam in Legends of Tomorrow. Captain Adam.
Yes. Excuse me.
Or the Adam. Fuck.
No, it's like it's Captain Adam, I think, or something like that.
No, because Captain Adam, I think, is the guy who is made up of, like, all atoms. And he has, like, a containment suit.
Oh, wait. Is it the one guy from Prison Break? It looks like it has the one guy from Prison Break. Or maybe that just looks like his face.
I should point out, I don't watch any of the CW shows, so I don't know. Beyond.
You're right, Tim.
I know Brandon Routh.
It is the Adam. Ray Palmer. I looked at Brandon Routh.
And I said, they missed a great joke during the Flash-Superman crossover, because we never see Superman so far in the Supergirl series. Did I say Flash-Green Lantern crossover?
No, Flash-Superman, I think.
Okay, well, I still said it wrong. Flash-Supergirl crossover. They should have had a point where Flash and Supergirl are looking at a picture that we can't see, and Flash says, how do you know him? And she goes, well, that's my cousin. And he goes, your cousin is Ray Palmer? And she goes, who's Ray Palmer? And then they have to cut and do something else. Because Ray Palmer looks like Brandon Routh, and then Brandon Routh looks like Superman. That'd be a funny joke.
It would be.
Send it in.
I already tweeted it, and then nobody did it.
All right.
It was almost like they didn't give a shit.
Yep.
Wait, so CW's not, I mean, Supergirl's not a CW show?
No, it's CBS. And it's not even in the same universe as the other three. So the other three share a universe, and they interact with each other, and they do crossovers every so often. But Flash actually had to go to a different multiverse to be able to interact with Supergirl.
Oh, okay. Huh. But they're overseen by the same guy.
Yes.
And then, of course, they also cast a completely different motherfucker to play Flash in the Justice League movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been known for a while.
Yeah, I know.
And then Zack Snyder said, oh, well, yeah, the light, upbeat tone of those shows doesn't really mesh with our universe. I was like, yeah. That would be shitty.
Someone was speculating, like, what if he's, like, setting up that this version of the universe is the, like, the dark version?
Like, this is the...
Like, the Flashpoint paradox has already happened. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm like, that would be a long con.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Flash has to go back and fix everything?
Yeah. Like, that's why it's so violent.
Yeah, people thought that about the show Enterprise too. It's like, wow, this is like really shitting on a lot of other stuff that Star Trek has done up till now. Wait, maybe this is the alternative Negaverse, and this is the one where the Federation's never going to exist, and it's going to be the Empire instead, or whatever the hell it was called.
Did you say the Negaverse?
Yes. You know, the evil one.
Oh, Andy.
Oh.
You're losing all our black New Zealand listeners.
Nega.
Man,
Nega.
I've been building up our fan base there, Andy. You're just shitting on it.
I know. I'm sorry. It's what I do. I'm white. I shit on things.
Sorry.
I was just saying that did not turn out to be the case.
Oh, of Enterprise? No.
Yeah, okay.
No. Yeah.
In fact, they did an episode where they showed the negative universe.
Yep.
Just to make sure you knew that wasn't the one we were in.
Yeah.
Like, no, guys, no.
Although that was one of the better episodes.
It was.
That was the one with Scott Bakula.
Yes.
See, Elian can stay.
Scott Bakula.
I was reading an article about like the biggest movie flops ever, and one of his was on the list. It's Major League Back to the Minors.
Not that they all be winners.
Yeah.
True.
He's still more successful than me.
And he keeps getting stuff. He's got a new show on NCIS New Orleans, I think, is doing well.
I knew somebody that was like, thought he was like the hottest thing since sliced bread.
Like super popular or super handsome?
Super handsome.
Ah. I'd hit it.
Probably.
Oh, he was on, that show. That was in San Francisco about gay men on HBO.
Searching? Looking?
Yes, looking.
Finding.
Oh, I thought Andy was looking it up to try and find out what it was.
No, it was called Looking.
Enhance.
I mean, I kind of enjoyed the show. It was definitely like kind of slowly paced, which is interesting because I feel like sometimes I don't like those type of things that are more like real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I didn't like that movie Boyhood. I'm like, that was just like fucking watching someone's boring ass life.
It's ponderous, man. Ponderous.
But yeah. Well, I think mostly, I think what got me watched looking is like, there was like, it was filmed in San Francisco, and I could watch it and be like, I know where that is. That's right down the street from me.
Did you say things like, wait a minute, if you turned down that street, you wouldn't end up on that street?
I don't think, I'm not that good.
That movie about all the wineries that had Thomas Hayden Church and...
Sideways.
Yeah, Sideways. So that like that takes place in like the area that my wife and her family are from. So there's a couple of times we're watching that where I was like, that's not near that. Like, shh, what's the movie?
Wait, but is your wife from Napa?
It didn't take place in Napa. That was in the Central Coast.
Oh.
Yeah, different set of wineries.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. At one point they were they're eating at an IHOP and we recognized them. I'm like, we ate at that IHOP the first time I went down to go visit your parents. Like, to go meet them. Like, even I recognized it. Like, I know that place too. Now I feel special like an insider.
I remember we were watching Hancock. Like, they're flying to the very opening, Hancock is, like, going to grab, like, these criminals who are on the freeway in L.A. And first of all, traffic is moving super fast, mm-hmm. So... second of all, he like picks him up and smashes through this street, this freeway sign. I'm like, okay. And then he flips him over on top of the Capitol Record building. I'm like, that is nowhere near where that sign was. He just traversed most of L.A. to flip that car onto that needle.
He's like, this is going to look super awesome on this needle. I don't care how hungover I am.
Yeah, maybe they just did a time cut in the edit. He's like, yep. hang on, guys. Just hang on.
You guys still with me? Okay. Anybody bleeding? No? All right. Well, hang on. This is going to be a real bitch for you guys to get down.
It's worth it, though. Trust me.
So someone tweeted, and like these are all in brackets, sees Rouge One trend is trending, wonders what it is, realizes it's people who can't spell Rogue One, sips coffee, throws mug.
To you?
No, this is just a tweet that I saw that it was retweeted. Throws mug. That's where it got me. Anyway, that's enough about my week.
I was wondering when I was going to get a shot.
Tell us about your week, Andy.
Because I had a life event.
What's that?
Did you get your balls cut off?
Yeah.
Wait.
So much freer without them.
You're snipped, aren't you?
No, he's still fertile.
Oh, you are?
Wait, which do you mean, front or back?
What does that mean?
I mean, like, you're not...
Circumcision or vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
No. Yes, I'm still potent.
Someone I know got it done.
Potent? Potables?
Oh, that's who... Now I remember who it was. Carry on.
I was going to say who I thought it was, but I'm like, if Noah's not saying, I shouldn't say.
Well, you don't know. You don't know this person.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought
Sidebar,
it was you.
Sidebar, at that thing last night, the priest was giving a really long speech. I was like, fuck, did Andy write this?
Oh. Did your wife laugh?
Yeah. I made her laugh out loud once. She's like, would you stop that?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I was like, is it poor form to me to shine the wrap it up light at this guy? That's what happened.
Hey, they're giving me the signal, like, so look at her, like, in nomine patri, yep. Et fili, you guys know the rest. Dip your waitress, try the veal.
Wrap it up light.
Anyway, so what was your life event?
I got older. Just like you, motherfuckers.
Oh, yes.
We no longer have a 38-year-old Tancaster. So
you hear that? You hear that? That's 40's door. We're all knocking on it.
I know. Oh. That's exactly what my wife said last night.
I thought you were going to say that's death knocking at your door.
Oh, jeez.
Nope.
That would be funny.
Just mine. Yeah, I told my wife. I was like, it's like our whole lives up to this point has been like we're on a roller coaster and we're going up that first big hill. And it's like tick, 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 tick. And we just hit the point where it goes tink, 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 tink. And next year it goes tink. Whoosh! And that's it.
We start careening towards death.
Yep.
Can you
hands in the air?
Can you believe
shoulders
that
out the restraints?
that we've been on this earth for almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Yeah.
I saw something on Facebook. It was like, whenever I hear 10 years ago, I think of the 90s, not 2006.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, the 90s is 20 years ago. Or 96, at least.
Yeah, we're getting really close to the point where a decade ago is going to be like, oh, finally, George Bush is out of office. We are super close to that. Yeah, we're getting to the point where teenagers don't remember 9/11.
That's probably best.
Probably.
But if you don't remember, you're doomed to repeat.
No, that's just those who don't study history. I mean, they can always study it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
So, completely incidental to my growing old-er-ish, my son had his spring break this week because fuck Easter. And my in-laws came out to visit, so they got here last Saturday and stayed until until the morning of my birthday. On the way out, they're like, so Andy, this is your birthday present from us. Bye-bye.
That's what I said to you.
Aw. I know, everyone's making the same joke.
Oh, I'm such a hack.
Yeah, I know. If my in-laws can see it, Tim, and they're not you know, trained and sculpted in the ways of comedy like you, then that was a real... Yes. Molded by the experience of life.
The fire of Mordor.
You merely adopted bad comedy. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't come up with an original punchline till I was already a man.
Well, on that topic, I took a bunch of days off this week. In one of the days, we went up to go see my brother and his family in Chattanooga and do Chattanoogy things.
Yeah, I saw photos.
One of my nephews, because it was a bit chilly and windy, and we were up and outside in a place called Rock City, that I'll give you guys a link to.
Shut the fuck up! So he blew off the cliff.
Yeah, so everyone else could look off the cliff, and I could be way the fuck away from that edge while my brother mocked me and tried to get me closer to the edge. It's like, Andy, come over. Let's pose for a picture over here. Let's pose for a picture near your balls on the floor.
What?
Just gonna rip him off like wet tissue paper.
Nah, if he's by the edge, you won't.
Yeah, no.
He's like, well,
no,
he is, over here.
He is safe by the edge. He knows my kryptonite now.
Wait, he didn't know this before?
I guess he never paid attention when we were growing up. But yeah, I have not been fond of heights ever, ever.
You're like, I'm tall all the time anyways. I don't need to get higher up.
So there was like this... There was this a rope bridge across a huge chasm. Well, it looks huge chasm. It was probably like 20 feet down. That was it. But this big-ass rope bridge that went over this, you know, fall-to-your-death distance. The little ropes on the side of it didn't come up to, like, mid-chest. They came up to my fucking knees. Like, this thing's only 2 feet wide. How is this safe? Where the fuck is OSHA?
You're like, I've seen Force Awakens. I know how this ends.
Yeah.
My kid stabs me and I fall over.
Yep.
That didn't even have any railings. That thing was so unsafe.
Not even to the knees.
No, not even to the knees. But as my brother's like, he's like, it's got edges on it. I'm like, edges just high enough to make me trip so I fall head first.
Watch me trip.
Watch me die, die.
Watch me trip. Oh, that's better. Trip. Die, die was
watch
better.
Me, it was, yes. Point to Noah. Yeah, so I went across the whole thing at a squat, and halfway across, my brother turns around, he goes, where's Andy? I'm like, keep moving! Like, oh, okay. Meanwhile, the German couple behind me starts laughing. Like, we get to the end, and the guy's like, it's okay. I'm like, oh, goddammit, I thought I was going to have to explain in German that I was afraid of heights, but nope, this guy speaks better English than I do.
Yeah, I see that you are one of these Americans who cannot handle the heights.
Eddie. Pussy is a universal language.
I know.
I can't believe we lost the war to these people.
He did laugh and he says, this is maybe not the best the best vacation spot for you or the best tourist spot for you or something like that. It's like, yeah.
You think?
If you could not handle this bridge, maybe you want to go home now and suck on the pacifier.
Yeah, they call this thing Rock City, not fucking Edge City. Here, come see our edges. No, thank you.
I just assumed there'd be a bunch of guitars and, you know, Englishmen doing drugs.
That's what I thought.
And groupies. Backstage babies, if you will.
So many groupies.
Maybe some rock cocaine.
We got groupies.
maybe, if we're lucky. So anyways, one of my nephews, since it was chilly at Rock City, he dressed up as Batman, and then he wanted me to pick him up. So I picked him up and then held him flat
him
over my head and went, I was wondering which would break first. My brother starts laughing. Nicole goes, don't you dare. I'm not actually going to break my nephew's back.
I do that to my kids all the time.
I'll just sprain his back. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you have to do is punch one vertebrae and he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
you see them to go to some prison in a faraway country and they will fix him right up.
Exactly. Yep.
Because there is no better medical care than random dudes in a Turkish prison.
I think that's what Republicans thought Obamacare was going to be, and that's why they were worried.
Yeah. We can't send this many people to Turkey. We got lots of sick people. This is never going to work. And he's black. I mean, could we really have expected any better? So, yeah, we went to Rock City. We also did a little riverboat tour of the Tennessee River, which was kind of interesting to see. Very pretty.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land.
Or something like that.
Let me understand your plan.
There you go.
Okay.
Tennessee.
By recent development.
Come on. It's just 20 years ago.
Okay.
Take me
Top
to
the
Rock City where they have rickety bridges and I will crouch across it.
Did nobody jump on the... Look, strong bridge. Strong wood. Indy,
no,
strong bridge.
No, nobody thought to do a short round.
Oh, well.
What was the punchline to that joke that it broke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As he's jumping on it, and then they pick him back up. That was not funny. I was like, oh, that was funny. Short round. We're all laughing.
Yes.
You are mistaken, short round.
Anyway, so you're there. Rock City.
So,
you made it happen.
Yes. Yeah, I went to Detroit Rock City. I was not the only one making that joke. Rock City was interesting. The edges were... and there was a lot of stuff. It's like they're trying to sort of make it like Disneyland, where they've got like a bunch of fairy tale stuff. But it's like none of it's really animated. So it's just like, oh, there's like little dioramas here inside this cave. You know what? The cave itself was interesting enough. Don't need all these little dioramas. But they were all fairy tale stuff. So Drew enjoyed that part. So I'm like, oh, okay, fine. It's for the kids. But they did have one area called like the Fat Man Squeeze or something like that. So I actually had to turn diagonally. I'm like, there are much tighter areas in this than this supposed Fat Man Squeeze. And I did, as I was trying to get a picture and then turn inside of a small cavern, wang my head against the roof of this rock cavern. So I still have a nifty abrasion that's a little tender to the touch. As I'm already walking around with all the bruises from falling from doing my shower the week before, which are still around and looking nasty.
You're getting old, my friend.
These are some deep fucking bruises. I know. I'm either not healing quickly or, like, I really hit a lot.
Have you webbed in it? It's probably cancer.
It probably is cancer. Actually, the one on my ass does look like cancer. I mooned my wife last night for jokes, and she goes, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll put my ass away. She goes, no, you're bruised. Someone looks at it in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Did she kiss and make it better?
No.
That's more than kissing it, Tim.
No. Oh. She took something bad and made it worse.
Wait, was she spitting on or spitting something out?
Spitting something out.
Oh, Tim. Tim, don't be gross.
I got that from a comedian. A long time ago, he was talking about phone sex and how unrealistic it is. Like, the person's like, I'm licking your butt. I'm like, it wouldn't sound like that. It would sound like,
I'm licking your butt.
I'm licking your butt. That was always stuck with me. However, I don't know who the comedian was, so I can't give him credit.
Google him.
Nah.
Okay. So you don't really want to give him credit.
I do, but only if it's super easy.
So if someone else Googled it for you.
Yeah, sure. Knock yourself out.
Well, I'll just give you links.
Oh, we're running long. And Noah hasn't even talked about his week.
Oh, zero. Shit.
Oh.
What'd you do, Noah?
Nothing in particular. Have a week.
All right.
Yeah.
We also went to the Booth Western Art Museum. Yeah, the museum that I went to. I just wanted to put in the plug for it. Then we went to the Booth Western Art Museum, which is fascinating if you're into Western art, and boring as hell if you're 7 years old.
Now watch me now. Shut the fuck up!
Noah, please continue.
Oh, you're still going.
I was just going to say, one thing I did do is there's this podcast called 99% Invisible that's about design, and I saw the host of that podcast doing an interview with an author talking about a book called, I think, Unseen Cities. It was a little dry. And they were talking about pigeons, and the guy did not seem to know, well, according to his other podcast I listened to, that we used to, like, really use pigeons to, like, carry messages, and they're, like, you know, very highly regarded, and then they just kind of fell off, and that's kind of, like, why there's just so many pigeons, and they want food because they've become to rely on us because we used to feed them and take care of them. It's a pretty interesting podcast called Surprisingly Awesome. Hmm. That takes something that you would think that would not be interesting and makes it interesting. To me, maybe not to everybody.
I think we just all start eating squab, we'd have a lot less problems with pigeons.
I think I've had squab before.
Pigeonlets.
What?
Baby pigeons.
Pigeonlets.
Baby squab pigeons. Is a stupid name. Pigeonlet is way cooler.
Baby pigeons are not cute.
No.
Like, a lot of animals, like, you know, the baby version is pretty cute. Baby pigeons.
No, they look like the stuff that Jurassic Park threw away. Like, ooh, that's not going to sell any tickets.
We used to have one at work. My coworker brought one into work, and she was taking care of it. And then I think someone complained. Might have been my other coworker. Anyways, the little pigeon would be like, just squeak all day. Squeak, squeak. Over in little...
Just like my son.
Just like your son. Oh, look at this thing. I'm going to send you guys a link. Oh, god dang.
Oh, boy.
Come on, send...
Shut the fuck up!
Whoa! That is the stuff that nightmares are made of.
Oh, mine didn't scroll down. I still just see Rock City. Hang on. Let's see what's going on here. Huh. Oh, my...
That looks like something that Tim Burton would have, like, haunt his protagonist.
Oh, man, that's just, that thing just ugly. Look at the eyes. It's like, its eyes are like the size they would be, but it hasn't grown into them yet.
Yeah.
Love me.
It's like the rest of its head is trying to eat its eye. And it's almost got it in, but it's a little too big.
It looks like when in the movie The Thing, if like The Thing was trying to impersonate a pigeon, you haven't quite made it there yet.
Yes!
I've only developed part way.
That's some good practical effects. Oh, that's a real thing? Oh, God. Kill it.
With fire, preferably. Don't let
and
it come back.
Fire,
and
necessary.
We should kill whatever made it, too.
In fact, let's nuke the Earth. This shouldn't have been allowed to exist.
No, we're sorry, universe. We will atone for our mistakes.
I can't go on living in a world knowing this thing exists.
Hey, Noah, you ever seen a naked mole rat?
I think so. Yeah, I've seen a naked mole rat.
Well, have you seen a mole rat wearing pajamas? Like, what do you mean fuel? Naked?
That's what their name is.
Well, they don't have any hair.
Ah.
But these fuckers are high octane nightmare fuel. Here, let me get you just the one from Wikipedia.
Have you guys ever seen that fish that looks like it has a big nose and is all disgusting looking?
Blobfish. Yes.
Blobfish. Yes. Those things are gross.
There is a naked mole rat for you, Tim.
Say, that is good news.
Have you? Oh, blobfish are just weird looking. Have you guys ever seen like a hairless bear?
Me.
Yes. No. I saw a picture of a bear that had mange. It's like, not right.
No, it looks fucked up. Oh, it looks like a demon spawn.
It's like somebody gave a dog a backache.
What?
And too much skin.
Now watch me now. Shut the fuck up!
Yikes. Looks like a werewolf kangaroo.
Get my pouch.
It's just like the full moon just popped out, so it's in the middle of changing. Well, I think we've devolved into looking at random scary animals on the internet. Might be a good time to set this show aside for today.
Set it on fire. We're sorry, world. Can't share a universe in which this podcast exists.
Sorry, New Zealand.
We love you.
Well, if you haven't already seen it, Honest teaser for The Force Awakens is quite funny.
Honest trailer, you mean?
Or Honest trailer, sorry, yes.
All right.
And they've added an additional how it should have ended for The Force Awakens.
You mean like
I guess
two?
Yeah, they did one, and they're like, this part wasn't, we didn't finish this in time to release it, so we're releasing it now.
Remember, never trust all baby animals. Look cute.
Not today, dancing all night.
This week, I hate edges. I fucking hate edges.
And remember, pussy is the universal language.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. I'll admit it, I was a little clump, but still, I'm alive, and I'm pretty sure that my fear of edges is what keeps me so. So
I mean, unless the rest of your family isn't alive, I don't know if you can just tout that as...
Yeah, no, Tim. Tim, my terror was strong enough to keep them all alive. If they hadn't had me with them to be that scared, they would all be dead. And I would
be alone.
What
about all the other
world.
People that visit that park?
Except
Andy.
For you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, who weren't listening to you or giving a crap about your cowering in fear.
Those people must have had their own magical ward against evil, like me. Every family must have one.
I did not realize how bad it was until we went to like the Swiss Family Robinson house and Andy was scared.
I don't like edges with like railings down by my knees. Like that's
but
not gonna fucking hold
Swiss
me
Family
up.
Family Robinson house was very well protected.
Yeah, like you'd have to really work at it to fall out of that house.
I think it was just the bridges. Wasn't it just the bridges I didn't like?
Maybe.
I don't recall.
I just remember you.
There were bridges, but they were way up past your knees.
Yeah, but the bridges were like all wiggly and shit. I'm fat. This is going to give way.
Wiggly. Please.
Right, because like Disney
you know how
did
much
not...
of middle America comes through there?
Disney
they're
was
ready
like,
for fat.
This could only hold 200 pounds. Beyond that, we can't make any guarantees.
The attendant working the entrance to the treehouse just does a sign of the cross as you go in.
See, what I was most afraid of, guys, was that it would snap under my weight and take you with me, and then I'd be stuck in the fucking afterlife with you guys, just being like, hey, why are we here so early? Oh, that's right, it's because Andy's fat. That's it.
No, you're just afraid of heights.
That's it. That's totally it.
That's okay. I'm not a huge fan of heights, either.
Yeah. Every once in a while...
Yeah, but it's not crippling.
Do either of you know what the Call of the Void is?
What?
Call of the Void?
Yes.
Oh, where you feel like you might want to jump in?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more afraid of just random people pushing me. Like, what if some guy decides today, I just want to kill a stranger?
I got pushed off a cliff once.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm less worried about that than people like, you did. I would have fucking murdered the person that did that.
Wait, what happened?
It was this place called Rainbow Pools, and like there's these cliffs where you can jump into the water and yada, yada, yada. And most of them are not that high up, but there was one that was kind of high up, and I was trying to get up my nerve to do it, and someone just came behind me and shoved me off the cliff.
Oh.
And I thought it was one of the people I came with, and I came out of the water like, I'm going to fucking kill Holly.
Was this some random stranger?
Yep.
What the fuck?
And true to form, my friends did nothing about it.
Oh. Yeah, that's got to be frightening. I did not expect to be going right now.
Nope, it was instantly replaced with rage.
Yeah.
Like, you just figured out right away, like, someone pushed me, I'm going to fucking kill
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, I'm like, someone fucking pushed me. Like, I would have instantly hit, I would have instantly turned to the Hulk before I even hit the water.
I would be impressive.
Were that a thing. That happens, but it doesn't.
Yeah, I would have waited in the water and then drowned the next person.
Just out of spite? Like, doesn't matter who it was?
Yes. You're probably the person who pushed me.
Anyway.
Have a week.
We signed off and kept talking.
As we want to do.
Yes.
I don't always want us to do this.
In fairness to us, it was about what a little quimph I was.
Good times.
Good times. All right, and stop.
Keep on hanging and banging.